Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin. I am super excited. I know I say that every single time. It's out of habit, but I am genuinely so excited to bring you this episode. Last week, I did give you guys a rebroadcast for a very specific reason, but I think it was in all of good favor. The energy that I wanted to bring to you guys was not there. And that's actually what I want to talk about for this week's episode, is being able to grow through what you go through. And I have said that in multiple seasons, multiple episodes, but I think this one rings true and a little differently. And I want to give you permission to share about the things that you struggle with. So last week, I personally was just not in a place where I mentally could share. I couldn't get my thoughts together. I had gone through a loss of my lifetime dog that I have had for 16 years. And I personally was struggling with understanding, with coping, with just releasing the grief that I was having. And I think that that's what is most important. And I'm going to share about that, how sometimes we feel like the thing that is holding us back or the thing that is weighing us down is the reason why that we should not talk. And I want to talk about how I feel like letting go of that standard or that belief and allowing yourself to feel how you feel and share what you are going through will actually bring you closer to those who are around you. And something that I have been talking about that I feel like is very true is that pain does not pick people. Pain is inevitable, and you are going to suffer in your life, whether it be through grief, through loss of a friendship, of a partner, just loss of a relationship even. And so when I think of pain and how it connects people, sometimes we feel like that's the thing that we need to draw back from and no one would understand and it's just us. I want to help you understand that it's not just you, and that may be the exact thing that you're able to connect with other people with, whether or not you're looking to or want to. But I can tell you that I feel like I feel more joy in my journey whenever I am connecting with others, whenever I'm not feeling like it's just me. And sometimes we want to steer away and want to draw back from being able to share what we're going through and our struggles, because we think that's going to be the thing that is going to draw people away. And I still stand behind the thought that be loudly who you are so other people like you can find you. And I think that goes through your seasons that you're going through, whether that be loss, whether that be grief, whether that be a struggle, whether that be success. I feel like all stages of your life and who you are going to be the thing that connects you with the people who need you right now. Because one thing to understand is that this pain that you are going through or the loss that you are going through, it's not something that you're going to feel all the time. And so to feel like you have to hide that or not share that with the world because someone else wouldn't understand, I think what's super important is to recognize that this is something that you are going through in a season. And maybe you're two steps ahead of somebody else, or maybe somebody's two steps ahead of you. And if you share that, then you're able to either give help or get help. But if you're keeping it to yourself, then you're just going to either stay where you're at until you're able to coach yourself out of that, or maybe you're not in a place where you're able to coach yourself, and then you're just going to be sitting in those feelings for a really long time. And I think it's super important to remind yourself that you're not superman, you're not superwoman. Like, you are going to struggle and you're going to have hard times. And if you keep that to yourself, all you're doing is bottling up those feelings and almost harboring those beliefs and building up a wall that's going to make it really hard to crash down. And I have found through social selling, especially, is that the more that you share your story, whether it's good, bad, both, all of the above, you're going to find people who are going to understand you better and or are going to connect with you. And when it comes to grieving, when it comes to struggling, it may not be something that you're really wanting to dive in and share about. You're not wanting to tell people about it. But the thing is that someone else, even if you just touch the surface of it, even if you just bring up the smallest bit and just say, hey, I'm not really feeling the best because I had a loss in the family, or I'm not feeling best because I'm having relationship issues, or whatever it is that's bringing you down. If you just share the smallest part of it, other people who have been there before will recognize that and will either bring you comfort or bring you things that will help them along the way. But if you feel that you have to keep these stories to yourself, then you're putting on the persona that you never struggle and you never have hard times. And for those people who are struggling or do have hard times, they're not going to relate to you because they feel like you always have everything put together and you never have hard feelings and you never have bad days. And I think that it's important to remember that you are not supposed to have everything put together all the time. And that doesn't mean that you're getting on here and you're just sharing your dirty laundry. You're not getting on here and just sharing when things are hard or just in a sad place. You do need to regroup and take that time to yourself. And it's totally fine to just spend time with your feelings and spend time with your thoughts and with yourself to understand how you're feeling before you just go out and word vomit to the world. But what's most important is that you understand that you're not alone in how you feel. And maybe if you do share your struggle in hopes of understanding and or getting an answer or getting some help or getting just more of a steer of a direction of how you can expect to feel, things that you can do to help with you. If you would just share those things, you're going to be able to connect with others in a way that you would have not previously had you kept those things to yourself. So I think it's super important to remind yourself that you're not alone, that struggle is everybody struggles. And if you can take that mindset and recognize it, and maybe the person that you're thinking of, whether it be on social media, whether it be in real life, and it just feels like everything is put together and everything's perfect and butterflies and rainbows, just remember that everybody struggles, whether it be through grief, through loss, through finances, through emotional, through maybe body image issues. Like, everybody has a struggle. They may not always share it, but if you can recognize that who you are is brave enough to share your struggle, brave enough to be courageous and talk about the things that you're going through, you're going to be able to build a connection that you would had not previously had you kept those feelings to yourself. And I want you to share them out of hopes of finding strength and finding a purpose through this, rather than just sharing a struggle to be a connection. Because while we are able to connect during a struggle, we don't want it to be the only thing that we struggle with. So if you are somebody who is on social media, you are sharing on a platform, you are social selling, I think it's a good thing to remember is that this gets to be a season of your life right now. And if you're able to share it right now, you'll be able to go through it, or people will be able to see this in another time. Maybe they find you a longer way down the road and they look back and be like, wow, like, this is what she has gone through. This is what she shared. I totally understand with her. And the thing that you're wanting to remember is that this is a growth season for you. You're allowed to take time for yourself. You're allowed to feel the feelings that you have and not be ashamed of them and never have to downplay them or compare them to somebody else's hard, because your version of hard is yours. And if it's something that you're struggling with, then that's what you're going to struggle with. But don't ever think that just because this hard looks different than somebody else's, that it's not worth talking about or it's not worth sharing, because it is. In your heart, in your story, and your feelings matter. So I want to encourage you that during a hard season, instead of bottling up and keeping it to yourself, I think it's important to be able to share about it, because someone who has already been there maybe can help you get through that faster. I have said this before and I'll say it again, is that I am determined to share my struggles so that other people can find success sooner. I think that applies to everybody. If you are finding yourself feeling like it's just you, I want to remind you that no story is brand new. It may be told in a different way and it may be told with different objections, but at the end of the day, we've all gone through hard times and pain is the one thing that we all can relate to. So don't be afraid to share what you're going through, whether it be hard or not, because it's not up to anybody else to decide how hard something is, but for you to be able to work your way through it. And once you share that, I believe that you are going to feel a weight lifted off your shoulders. You're going to feel better because you're not going to feel like you're keeping all this to yourself. And for those who can connect with you or offer advice to you, you're going to feel more at peace because you're going to recognize that it's not just you. So I hope this helps you guys during this season of, if you are finding something hard, or maybe this is a time where you're just looking to understand what somebody else is going through, through. Not always do we need an answer, but just more connectivity and relatability. We just need a connection to understand that it's not just us. I hope you guys have the best day ever. If this means something to you, if this caught your heart, if this had a little heart tug on your heart, please share it on your social media. Please tag me in it. I would really appreciate it. And if you would give a review in the comments here on Apple Podcasts, that really does make a big difference for other people to be able to find this podcast for seasons that they are going through. I love you guys so much. I mean it. Have a good day. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.